Well, today we have the passage from St. Luke chapter 21. The Lord preparing his disciples and the crowd for the coming persecution and the sufferings that they will endure. And the Lord reminded them what will happen to them if they were faithful followers of Christ. That some of them will be seized and persecuted. And notice he says, some will be handed over to the synagogues and to prisons. Others will be taken before kings and governors because of my name. So notice that the kings and governors represent the Gentiles. The synagogues, prisons represent the Jews. So the Christians will be persecuted by both the Gentiles, by the Romans, as well as by the Jews. And so this occurred not long after the Lord predicted this. We know that the first disciple to die as a martyr would be James, but eventually all the disciples would die martyrs' deaths, except, of course, John the Beloved would live until old age. But all the other apostles were martyred for their faith. Some of them were dragged before the Sanhedrin or the Sadducees, the Pharisees. So some suffered at their hands, others before kings and governors. But Jesus says, this will give you the opportunity to give testimony, to share your faith. And the Lord even reminded them not to worry about what they are to say, because the Holy Spirit, Jesus will give them his Holy Spirit of wisdom in speaking to the adversaries, which they will be powerless to resist or refute. We talked about this yesterday at the feast day of Catherine of Alexandria, how she was dragged before the Roman emperor, and he even had his 50 philosophers try to dissuade her from her Christian beliefs, but she had wisdom, she had power, and she was able to convert them because of her holiness and because of the Holy Spirit speaking through her. And we see this again in the life of Saint Stephen the Apostle. When he was dragged before the Sanhedrin, he was filled with wisdom and the Holy Spirit. And he spoke with such amazing insight that they were speechless. And so they could not, they said, we must get rid of him. And so they dragged him out, and he was stoned to death. And even as he was being stoned, he looked up to heaven and he saw Jesus sitting at the Father's right hand. And he said, Father, forgive them. They do not know what they do. See, only the power of the Holy Spirit could give Stephen that wisdom and power to be able to say the words that he did. And when you read the lives of the saints, some of the early martyrs, remember the story of St. Lawrence? He was a deacon. He was in charge of the treasury of the church. And the emperor said that he wanted all the treasures of the church. And he wanted all the gold vessels and sacred objects that are used, chalices, and he wanted all the treasures of the church. And so Lawrence said, I will bring them to you. And so Lawrence brought them, and he opened the door, and he brought all the crippled, the blind, the deaf, the lame, all the Christians that were suffering. And he said to the emperor, these are the treasures of the church. And see, that's the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, to be able to come up with that amazing statement that these, the poor, the sick, the crippled, the blind, the lame, those are the true treasures of the church. Well, of course, the emperor was so furious that he had Stephen arrested and killed on the gridiron, a large rotisserie, a large barbecue grill. And St. Lawrence, as he was being burned to death, he told the executioner, turn me over, I'm done on one side. See, that's the Holy Spirit speaking through St. Lawrence. Nobody could come up with that on their own. That was the Holy Spirit, because he was filled with a sense of humor despite being burned alive. And also in St. Thomas More, if you read the life of St. Thomas More, as he said, I die the king's good servant, but God's first. Again, that's the Holy Spirit speaking through him. Jesus' words came true. I remember when Thomas More is being led up to the scaffold to be beheaded. he tripped, and the fellow that was going to execute him with the axe, he caught him and helped him up the steps. And Thomas More said, "Well, don't worry about it. I can manage myself going up the steps, but you're going to have to help me on the way down." So imagine that. So even on his way to his death, Thomas More was filled with the Holy Spirit, with wisdom and humor to refute his adversaries. So that's what today's gospel is about. Jesus says, don't worry about what you are to say. I will give you the wisdom to speak to your adversaries, and they will not be able to resist you.